Damn it! Oh! Oh!
What? You thought I was recording that?
Yes.
No.
God damn it. Oh, that was glorious.
That was a great start.
Everybody missed the pregame event.
Are we started now?
The button. Oh. He pushed the button. Wow. He made that same gesture. Did he not make that gesture?
He did make that
Thank
gesture.
Thank you. What? And there was your usual gesture button. Of you pushed the button and he clicked. You did the clicky-clicky with your finger. You went to... Like you had pushed the button and then started talking about Bruce Willis, and I thought he legitimately started the podcast.
No, it's because I started, and then you guys got. I was frustrated. There was a click of frustration.
About the first page of Christmas.
And Bigfoot's hairy dick.
Two sexy feet.
I was like, I'm trying
to not kill
to bring something up here.
You did, and I thought you were recording it.
No.
Not recording our nonsense.
Everyone missed a great moment in podcast history.
Ken finding out that Tyler didn't watch his own damn movie. Tyler has a full-time job and a cat. Me and Ken have full-time jobs and babies.
I don't have a full-time... I mean, I have a full-time job that starts on Tuesday. I haven't for the last
okay.
several...
Okay, Ken does not have a full-time job, but a baby.
The last almost 2 months...
I legitimately did not have the time. With the way my schedule has been rearranged, I've had to rearrange it daily.
Just gotta cut out those masturbation sessions, man. Gotta come out. You gotta get out of the goon cave. You gotta get out of the goon cave, Tyler.
Tyler, here's the solution. This is how I watched it. I was up at 4 a.m. with the baby.
I'll lend
so
you
just
that.
Get up at 4 a.m. with your cat.
Yeah, pet it, feed it, stroke
put
it.
Put on the movie.
Meow, 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 meow. Stroke the cat.
You know not what you say.
Yeah, you pet it, and then you feed it with a bottle.
You know not what you are asking.
You pet that kitty, Tyler.
You have no idea what
you
that
pet
starts.
It. You pet it gently. Not too hard, Tyler. You don't pet the kitty hard. The kitty doesn't like it when you pet it hard. Some people like the kitty petted hard. Them people are freaks.
Sometimes a little bit of extra wetness is okay, Elijah.
Exactly. Are we still talking about cats?
What else would we be talking about? You started it.
Not Death Becomes Her.
I have to close the bathroom door to...
I can't... You have to close the bathroom door, yes?
So, like, the cat apparently thinks it has to shove its nose up the faucet hole.
That sounds like a bad sex position.
She's constantly got...
Nose up the faucet hole.
Yes.
I gave her the old nose up the faucet
hole. I gave her the old nose up the faucet hole, if you know what I mean.
She's like a fiend. I walk by and she's like... Freaking eyeball deep into this thing.
You tell that kitty that. Kit! Kit!
It's like...
Meow!
Can't leave stickers alone. She's an angel.
Sure. Stickers. That's what I'm talking about. So you were giving your pussy the old the nose in the faucet hole.
She gave herself the old nose in the faucet hole. Leave my baby alone. She's innocent.
In the bathroom of all places, Tyler.
She can't stay out of the tub.
She can't stay out of the old faucet hole.
She's got to be in there all the time.
She's got to get all right out up there, Tyler.
Stop saying mean things about my kitty.
You're the one saying it.
Revenge of the shitty cat will happen.
I am talking about a cat sticking its face in the faucet hole.
It'll happen. Revenge of shitty cat butt will happen.
Revenge. Not before Trapped. Yeah. Not before Trapped. Hulk Hogan month where we watch all the Trapped in Paradise movies.
Tyler's Revenge of Crappy Cat month.
So anyways.
Death Becomes Her.
I have to close the door now because she won't stop licking the faucet.
It's another Taylor Swift move.
She also shoves her arm down the drain.
Right on up there, the bold pipes.
And it's only going to get worse from here, guys. So, and how I found out about it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Is that
you did notice it? You were sleeping on the toilet, and you're like...
How you found out what the stickers has this thing where she licks the faucet?
So, in the back office.
You have an office.
Doing what Tyler
Don't
does.
Call it the office. It's your game room.
It's an office.
It's a game room.
It's an office.
What office work do you do in there?
Sometimes I edit. Not the podcast.
I got an office job for you.
But anyways, the cat comes in. I'm like, oh, hi, stickers. And I reach down to pet her, and my next expression is, why are you wet?
Mm-hmm.
Your pussy was wet.
It's very, very damp.
Yep, got it.
This pussy is very wet, and I did not cause it.
How are you not excited about this pussy? You feel excited. Happy kitty.
Quit saying dirty things about stickers.
I'm not. She was a happy kitty.
She was a wet kitty.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was a well-hydrated kitty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
She had some H2O, if you know what I mean.
You leave my baby alone. She's innocent.
I did do these sex positions to your cat, Tyler. I did nothing like this to your pussy.
You don't say naughty things about my baby.
I won't.
She's cute, adorable, she's an angel, she's innocent. You leave her alone. Even though she doesn't use her wheel.
Yeah, she doesn't. She spins you
I
right.
I think I found someone to buy that.
That's great. Did you finish your cat story yet?
Yes, the cat story's done.
We did a movie that Tyler picked that he didn't watch.
I didn't have time.
He was too busy petting his pussy.
Just read the goddamn plot synopsis.
When a fading actress learns of an immortality treatment, she sees a way to outdo her longtime rival.
But that synopsis sounds like it's from the point of view of
right.
The
main character is Meryl Streep, but she's not really.
But that's not who it is. But that's from the point of view of the other lady who's in it. I can't think of her
name.
Goldie Hawn. And that's Goldie Hawn finds out about the thing to undo Meryl Streep. Like Meryl Streep just.
But we. We experienced the immortality treatment through Meryl Streep.
Yeah, but
then we learn out later that Goldie Hawn or that Goldie Hawn got it.
Yeah, but Goldie Hawn did it to undo the rival.
Yes,
but that makes it
but
sound
we didn't
like
know
Meryl.
That she'd
yeah,
done that at that point.
Yeah, but that makes it sound like Meryl Streep did it to undo her to undo Goldie Hawn, which Meryl Streep just did it for her own selfish reasons.
Yeah, good point.
If we're following Meryl Streep for this movie, which I think we're following Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
but
I would say Bruce Willis is the main character of this movie. Yeah, I agree. So, Meryl Streep plays Madeline Ashton, the aforementioned fading actress. Bruce Willis plays Ernest Menville. Goldie Hawn plays Helen Sharp. Isabella Rossellini plays Liesl von Rumen. And that's pretty much it. There's a bunch of
there's nobody else in the movie.
Background characters and
those are the four main people in the movie.
Yeah. And Isabella Rossellini is
she's not even that important.
No, she's not. She is
With the immortality potion.
Right. She's important insofar as she is the purveyor of the immortality potion.
And the one that gives
the
sage advice.
The zombie potion.
Of take care of your body.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah. That's what they were like, take care of your body. You only get one of those. Mm-hmm. And then that's why when they do all the murderings and the falling down the stairs and everything, they just keep falling apart.
Well, you would. This is one of those things. Like she's like, yeah, just a small gathering of some of my clients, and it's all these famous people who've died.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so none of these people have ever fallen, like, have ever actually died?
Nope.
They've all taken good enough care of themselves that... Or... Because, like, what if... What if...
Ooh.
They were in a house fire.
Oh, I'm getting out, Berber. Because Elvis is one of them. Because Elvis was caught. Well. It was, see, now we got, there's more crackpots out there that think they've seen you. You got to remain hidden. Oh, I'm sorry. I just really want to go to Graceland. Oh. Tyler, you missed a Robert Zemeckis.
I'm really upset that top I didn't get a chance to watch this. Because I really, like,
Zemeckis films.
I really wanted to watch this movie.
I don't know that I'd go that far.
I don't know. Name me. Robert Zemeckis directed this.
Yeah, Zemeckis directed this. Well, Back to the Future. All three Back to the Futures are better than this movie.
I guess I have to take those.
Full stop. Yeah. The Walk is better than this movie. Flight is better. Forrest Gump is better than this movie. Contact is better. All four of his known fours are better than this movie.
So far, you've named a lot of long movies. I at least give this credit for being about an hour and 40. So
that was just still too long.
All right, top 10. I forget what Zemeckis has done. I was like, he did Beowulf. Beowulf. fucking speaking of random 3D movies that don't need to be 3D. So I lost 2D Godzilla and Kong and kept the goddamn 3D.
Oh. You still have Godzilla and Kong?
That didn't come out that long ago. I still have Ghostbusters. I still have Kong Panda 4.
Oh, wait. I went way too far back.
Yeah, the new one, Tyler.
My brain went and did an oopsie. I want to watch the new one, but not in 3D.
Castaway.
I haven't seen Castaway, so I can't count it. Can't count Castaway. I haven't seen it. It's vetoed. Veto.
I haven't seen it.
Wilson!
Wasn't it Academy Award nominated?
A long time ago before I started doing that.
Right, no, but what I mean is that is a stamp of quality.
Yeah, but it's not my stamp of quality.
I don't
really I have a very different stamp of quality than other people.
Well, Ken doesn't care.
I know. I heard it.
I just want to make sure. Ken does not care.
I got that. I know that for a long time.
Elijah, I need you to understand that Ken does not
romancing
care.
Romancing the Stone is better than this movie. Not a lot better than this movie.
I just want someone to romance my stones.
No, you got your cat who's going up your pipes.
Well, you know, they make this cool thing called internet dating. You should give it a shot.
I don't know why I had to be so mean about it.
If you
see, now that the tables have turned on you, see, now you're mad again.
a really, really excellent way to incur my wrath is to
not watch the movie.
Bellyache about stuff over which you have some control.
Man, I really wish I had a car.
See, that's something that's out of your hands. You can bellyache about that.
I could give you a car.
I got a loader. It's all right.
Oh, see, the car problem solved. Love it.
So, I got this loader, and the other day I'm trying to leave for work.
Uh-huh.
And this guy walks up to me, clearly says Platinum Pre-Owned on it, not Tyler's Apartment B car dealership.
I will buy that car.
I'm like, getting ready. I'm like, I'm in reverse, starting back out. Tap, tap, tap. I'm like, what the f-? I'm like,
I hate
can I help you? Yet. He's like, how much your car? I was like, what? How much is your car? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, your car is for sale. How much is it? I said, it's not my car.
Donde esta biblioteca?
It says dealer on the back. Like, this is a loaner. Like, why would I sell a car from an apartment complex parking lot?
Back up on him.
I said, oh, so no car not for sale? I was like, no, you got 2 seconds to move before I run you over. I got to go to work.
Go away.
And don't think I won't actually run you over. I got somewhere to be.
I have a bat.
I have 18s on this fucking car. They're aggressive.
I'm putting it in four-wheel drive.
Oh, I'm stuck.
It will crush call. It will crush your skull.
God.
I hate when people tap on my window. I hate it.
That was such the most like obnoxious thing.
Like when you don't know it's coming and you're like just sitting there and then you're just like, tap.
How's your ears? Ken's gone deaf.
But Tyler, this was a interesting comedy.
Yeah, I'm really.
I wouldn't say I was laugh out loud funny, but
I feel like the only time I laughed at this movie, this was an awful lot of build up
for not a lot of return
for them, for the ending, for the punchline at the end of the movie, where, spoiler alert if you need it, where they fall down the stairs together and they just hit the bottom of the stairs and they shatter like they're made out of concrete. And like her head's here and her head rolls into somebody, I forget which is which, it doesn't really matter. One of them's head is here and the other one's head like
rolls
into frame upside down and spins. And you pan over and the arm is like
is moving to grab some pieces.
Tapping the fingers. Like, and like, do you at least remember where you parked the car? I'm like, I laughed at that part. I feel like that was the only part of the whole movie that I laughed at.
Old 1990s special effects is what I laughed at.
I actually thought the special effects were really good. It's very,
they handle it very well, but then when I put it to now time and I look at it, I go, meh. I also thought Elvis was funny.
There's some funny stuff in it, but I didn't laugh at it.
I like Bruce Willis's entire demeanor when they start becoming alive. Like after Meryl Streep is dead, Bruce Willis has gone off the rails and is a comedian. And I haven't seen Bruce Willis funny in a long time. So I enjoyed that performance from it. Like Bruce Willis, like, she's dying! She's dying! Look! Look! And then she doesn't have a heartbeat, or like her arm is like pulled up here, and the one doctor comes in.
Like, and that doesn't hurt. This doesn't hurt your wrist at all.
And then he goes in the hall, and the doctor is the one having the heart attack. Who's being shocked? Because you can't tell anybody you took the immortal potion. But if you're going to wait that 35 years, why the hell not? If you're already broken and the only person you can talk to is your ex-friend, now they've become friends and they're immortal. Because they keep hurting each other.
What happens if you tell somebody?
I don't know. They don't tell you that. That's the problem.
Oh.
The problem with this movie is there's a lot of rules that none of them apply.
So it's like Gremlins 2.
Sort of. Except sunlight doesn't make them explode. So,
where all the rules went out the window.
And then they make electricity and then they blow them up. The electric gremlin. But ooh. I love Gremlins 2. Love it. I want to watch Gremlins 2. Gremlins 2, better movie than this. But yeah, there's a lot of rules for this immortality crap, which is just one simple potion that they drink, and then it's all like you go back to like your most youth, I guess, your most youthful. But then I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's
Like it sucks up Meryl Streep's butt into her and then like puffs out her boobs and
I'm like
immortality potion, what are you doing? And then they kind of stay like that, but then every time they hurt themselves or die, parts and pieces of them are falling off, like because they're dead their skin is falling off or whatever.
Yeah,
but they don't really die. Like Goldie Hawn has a giant hole, so I'm real curious how Bruce Willis fixed that. But
Packed it full of something.
Clay.
I'm sure it was clay.
of Willis. In fact, Willis.
I call this Clay of Willis.
This is Willis. Free Willis. But him being so manic the rest of the movie is pretty funny, in my opinion. Whereas I feel like anytime the women were just alone on the screen, I hated it. I was like, Meryl Streep, you've done so many better things than this.
So what you're trying to say is women don't belong on the TV screen?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
So that's very sexist of you.
Absolutely, no women on the TV. Men only. Well, lots of men. Men, men, men.
Peter Trump's running again.
Oh, men. Men, 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 manly men. Do-do-do-do-do-do. That's what I'm going to change my ringtone to. It's that Two and a Half Men song. But I just didn't like either of those characters, but I was really wanted Goldie Hawn to have this better turn when she got hotter. Like, I was like, oh, okay, she just lost the weight and they did all that. I didn't know. I figured she would eventually take the immortality potion, but I thought it would slip. Then I was like, oh, she took it before that. But now this movie just, like, I'm like, okay. So then we had this big murder plot in the beginning of the movie where she tries to convince Bruce Willis to murder Meryl Streep, which he does, but to a point. Oh, and I like, oh, and the other funny part was the only part I really enjoyed with the ladies was at the end when they were arguing at the funeral. Like, in the back of the funeral.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Willis did not take the potion because they really wanted Bruce Willis to take the potion.
So that he could take care of them.
Forever.
Because he starts out as this promising young plastic surgeon.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe not young, but like at the middle-aged plastic surgeon. At the top of his game, plastic surgeon. And then
in his 30s or something, because they end up in their 50s. They end up in their 50s when the potion happens.
I must have missed one of the time jumps, because I saw it 7 years later, but then all of a sudden they're talking about, like, 12 years.
Yeah, it was 12 years later. It was 12, like, there was a 7-year one, and that's what Goldie Hawn's in the... That's what Goldie Hawn's, the fat lady, is in the fat suit, and in the...
Yeah, and then, like I said, somewhere...
Insane Asylum. And then there's a 12-year jump.
Oh.
And then that's when the book and everything happens.
Yeah, see, I missed.
And I was like, oh, there. I was like, okay, there should have been a much better plan than this silly 12-year jump that then is pointless because you just took a potion. So, and then because then Bruce Willis lived another 30 years, so I assumed he was 80. That's where I was like, he was 80 something.
Yeah, well, because then they say, like, we didn't know anything about him until he was 50.
Yeah.
So, like, the climax of the movie happens when he's 50.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, he was in his, like, 30s when he met Meryl Streep. And was not gonna fall in love with her. No, 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 no. And then instantly is in love and marrying her. Yep. And I was like, what a long commitment to do to somebody just because you hate them. Like, just to take Goldie Hawn's man, then marry him. I was like, what commitment? To a hatred.
I hate mint. And I refuse to eat it.
You hate Mint Mobile? I understand.
It's green. It's minty.
Yep.
Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds.
He's the most loved Canadian. He toppled Justin Bieber. Did you know that?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. Justin Bieber, you know. Justin Bieber's.
Who doesn't like Ryan Reynolds?
I don't know, but Ryan Reynolds is a saint. And I don't know why he wasn't up there before. So,
because the woman got older and realized, Justin Bieber, ew.
He's also ew. But my favorite is there's these. They were reading off the podcast I listened to, the Ralph Report. Everybody was reading off the list of the top 10, and then there was this actor. I it's gonna kill me. I don't remember. It was an actor. And then
is this what you were gonna tell me?
No.
Oh.
there was this actor, and then above him was a porn star. It was number 7. And I was like, everyone below the porn star is like, the hell?
Well, some tits.
I think the actor was a female. That was below the strip.
Get
that was
below the. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
But then number 1's Ryan Reynolds. He has no tits.
He does not need tits.
You'd fuck up. He doesn't have tits anyway. He's Deadpool. Come on, Deadpool. See that new trailer?
I've not watched any Deadpool trailer.
Yeah.
It looks so good. I can't wait. It's so violent.
Thinking about saying to Mike, you should come up here and watch it.
We are watching it at the beach.
Well, that's going to be a long trip for Mike.
I was like, we, because it comes out while
and
we're at the beach.
He doesn't get to stay, so he's got to go home when it's done.
Because it comes out while we're at the beach. And so I said, the only thing I want to do on Thursday is I'm going to go and watch Deadpool and Wolverine at the movies. And I figured I was dragging you along.
Well, guess, Mike, you're not watching that movie with us.
He come down. We can watch it again. I'm sure I would like it.
Yeah.
I have a very biased opinion to everything. Have you watched X-Men 97, Ken?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Ken. My God.
Ken, if there's some Marvel product I could tell you to watch, it is X-Men 97. Ken.
Yeah.
So good.
Apparently it's so good.
It is. It's sad. It's touching. It's great. The story's amazing. Love it. Love it, Tyler.
Okay.
I love it. I can't imagine that somebody. I can't imagine we just did. We brought this back. It's so good.
I don't really remember the X-Men cartoon.
It's not hard to remember. It's just the X-Men in cartoon form. And all you need to know from the past is Charles Xavier is quote killed, but he's taken by the Shi'ar into space to be healed.
Spice!
It's Tim Curry's birthday today! No.
Is it really?
No, it was the other day.
Oh.
No, sorry. They did Tim Curry movies today on the podcast to listen to. Yeah. And they played the space thing, and I went, SPICE!
It's not as good. You have to watch it. You have to watch it because you can see the cracks around the edges when you watch it.
He's
you
like,
don't
I can't believe
it.
How ridiculous of a thing I'm about to say.
Right.
Spies.
It's so great because right before he says it, there's a slight chuckle.
Look for Tim Curry, Command and Conquer, and then. Play it, everybody that's listening, and you'll have a good time. If I could recommend one YouTube video to watch.
It's not the Gizmo video I made?
That'll be the second video I heard.
Everyone loved Gizmo. I was like, oh my god.
Gizmo is critically acclaimed.
It's the second most watched video on our YouTube. This
What's
first,
number one?
Quigley Down Under.
I love that. I love that troll video. It makes me so happy.
And there's other movie. There's other podcasts that I just labeled as the movie name.
Yeah, there is. That's what makes it hilarious.
Let me get in here once.
ooh, are we gonna read some comments?
No, because they're not really worth reading.
Oh. It's most of it like you should change the name. You should just not click on it. I don't get mad when I get tricked by those things. I'm like, ooh, the full movie? It even says it in the title, too. Foul trickery on YouTube.
Got 136,000 views.
Yeah!
In 3 years.
Look at us go.
That makes me no money.
It should make us no money. This is our account.
It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
It makes us $0.00. What a good time, everybody.
It's got 260 thumbs up.
Hey, success! I'm calling that a win.
Well, you started this, Elijah. Okay. Maybe you should add on to the title movie review so nobody thinks it's a real win.
You did this.
I feel like saying fuck you, but I won't. Nice joke.
I like the one that says, wow.
You get 30 seconds into this thing, and you realize it's not the movie.
It fucking comes up with, like, if it comes up with the poster and podcast label, it's not a picture of the movie at all.
The description. The guys go down under to discuss horse and gun math while reviewing Quigley Down Under.
Like, I want people to listen, to just read that and be like, horse math?
Like,
horse math?
Like, no, this is how bad, this is how dumb you are, people of the world, that you don't read.
Horse math?
I'm just saying. You've made me no money.
Again, us.
I would have given you money.
Yeah, horse shit. If you'd made money, you would have been like, you would have been like,
I lived in your house.
And did I get any money then?
Do I have money to give you? I bought a car that doesn't exist.
It exists, it's just not here. I bought a car that doesn't exist. I bought a Blu-ray that still is yet to come out, so there you go. That was 10 years ago.
So, I need to get 2 hours of drive time in this fire. I don't even remember what my car fucking looks like.
Mine was 10 years ago. I win. Mine's still getting fought out in court. I win.
What?
When everybody was around and we were kind of obsessed with The Room, there was a documentary called A Room Full of Spoons. And you could pre-order the Blu-ray. And I was intrigued by the secret behinds of The Room.
Oh.
And then Tommy Wiseau sued. I had pre-ordered it, and then Tommy Wiseau shut down, got a cease and desist and shut down the orders on it, even though he had signed contracts and everything else. So they've been fighting it in court for about 10 years.
Oh, cool.
And so far they're winning, but it's a slow process, and I really want my Blu-ray. So
damn it, Tommy Wiseau!
I know.
I didn't hit her. I did not.
I did not.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, puppy. But yeah, it legit has been a while. I looked it up, and if you go to their webpage, they don't let you pre-order anything anymore. Thank God. So, but they give you update on the courts until I can get my Blu-ray. So, and they're very nice. They're very responsive to emails, because I did email them like a year or two ago, and I was like, hey, is this ever going to get blah, blah, blah? And then they sent me a big, long thing. We apologize here. Sorry about that.
But we can't give you your money back, because...
If I really wanted to fight it for it, it's like $20. So, but then I was like, well, I'm now intrigued at the fact that I've been waiting for this, and I'm promised
you should claim
still...
inflation on that $20.
I should claim it's been in the bank.
Jesus.
Anyway, I want interest.
Maybe I get a t-shirt after. But who knows? So that's my random The Room rant thing. How much was $20? 10 years ago? $20!
I don't think so, sir.
I don't think so, sir.
10 years ago was 2014.
Take 10 years off of this year. Math is hard, I know.
I forgot.
How much horsepower is this?
Elijah, you could have $45.53.
Oh, snap. I'll call.
I'm just saying.
I'll call. I'm sending an email right now, everybody. Right now. To those nice people who are very apologetic.
You give me my $20 and what it's worth this year.
I'm hoping this year.
Not in 2014.
I can't remember a lot of shit, but I somehow remember random movie things that I did. So
one of these days we're going to sit here and all of a sudden this Blu-ray's going to pop up and Elijah and his 80-year-old man is like, they finally won!
Victory! I didn't get to watch it. God damn it. I'm die. Did you know we are this one, there's one more, this one. We are 3 episodes away from 300 episodes.
Oh.
Yay!
Have we watched the movie 300?
Yes.
Damn it. That would have been the perfect 300th episode. We did. Lewis picked
it, I think. Yeah, I think Lewis picked it.
Fuck you, Lewis. You ruined it. That would have been the perfect 300th episode.
Tyler, we can make it much worse. We can watch 302.
Isn't that just like 302?
No, it's 300 Rise of the Empire. It's called
the first of a string of movies where
Ava Green just gets naked for no reason.
For reasons that don't...
That baffle.
Wait, there's boobas?
There is.
There is, yeah, as I recall.
All right, that's our 300th episode. Now show me the titties!
Show me the titties!
You know what movie I'm going to watch for sure? One with her boobs!
Oh! I'm sorry. Those titties were not correct.
What's not correct about them? Are they like lopsided or like...
You waited today's consolation prize.
Oh, those are man titties.
The pussy in the faucet. Here you go! Oh, Lord. Let's robot punch Death Becomes Her. Tyler, it's your movie. What would you robot punch this?
Pass.
You'd robot punch this a pass?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
I want to.
I want to. Ken.
Like 2. Ooh. It's not unwatchable, but it's not very good. It was a whole lot of movie for not a lot of funny. There was some funny at the end, but it felt like it wasn't really worth it.
Let's see how bad it was. Would you watch this or Dream Scenario again?
This.
Would you watch this or Knights of the Zodiac again? I like this. Let's go break him.
Hang on.
Let's break him.
I must break you.
It would probably depend on my mood, but...
I must break you.
Which one's longer?
Knights of the Zodiac was close to 2 hours. This is like 1 hour 46.
Then whichever one's shorter.
Death Becomes Her, so this. three. It's fine. I won't buy it. But I watched it once. I'm good.
It's a perfectly cromulent movie.
Yep, perfectly cromulent.
That word got stuck in my head for 5 days the other week.
You're welcome. You know where that word came from?
Your dad.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
What Knights of the Zodiac?
Yes. Oh, man, we're still on this. How about Stone Cold?
Steve Austin?
Which one's still... Oh, yeah, there's... It's 8 whole minutes difference.
You still said which one's shorter.
You're right, I did. I stand by that. I'm just... I was confirming. What? Stone Cold?
That was the...
Oh,
the what?
I would watch this over Stone Cold.
This yeah. biker movie.
Yeah.
Can watch.
Yeah.
In the Ken needs to return my Blu-ray section
that
of things.
Movie, you forced that one on me. You shut up.
I didn't force it on you. You didn't have to take it.
You were like, "Hey, this was a lot of fun." And
it was a lot of fun. I still like it.
Dumb fun.
It was like, a lot of dumb
it's
fun.
Dumb, not
it
fun.
Is dumb. I thought it was fun.
It's dumb, not fun.
Oh, Tyler, it's dumb fun. Don't get me wrong. Stone Cold.
Ken great. Just says it's dumb.
It's not fun.
Tyler, you'll like it.
Ken says it's just dumb.
That's fine. But you like equally of dumb and then me you like about as dumb shit as me sometimes.
I like Meet the Feebles.
Well, that's poop humor that you enjoy more than me.
more than poo poo.
What else is it?
Humor.
Do you have a stroke? Who'd you
hear? I think it's more than poop humor.
Can what does the wheel look like? How many names do we got on there?
Well, did Tyler add one?
I was thinking Tyler
adds. Tyler adds needs to add like two, I think.
He does?
I was
because we lost one. We lost Doom, and we lost Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah, we lost Doom.
Because Doom isn't available streaming anywhere.
All right, my movies are Chappie and Episode 3.
Chappie. Doom is now on Tubi.
Is it?
It just showed up on Tubi.
My movies are Chappie and Episode 3.
Doom showed up on Tubi.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Because we never do anything in order.
Why would we? We did the first 300.
So an hour scream, Empire! 6, 7, 8, 9,
just so I could go at the end of that 11, movie the entire time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11.
So someone's missing something.
Yeah, hang on. Okay. I've got to see
you. Oh, did we put back the Marsh King's daughter after I won and I said Tyler?
The Marsh King's daughter.
Spinning Gold.
What's on the list?
Okay,
sorry. Beverly Hills Cop. Spinning Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Marsh King's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Blade Trinity. The Iron Claw.
Moana.
Chappie. Flubber. Broken Arrow. Next Goal Wins. Revenge of the Sith.
I got all four of mine.
I have Chappie, Flubber, and... So I need another one?
No, you got a... Wait a minute.
Chappie, Flubber...
In Episode 3.
And Revenge of the Sith. Yeah, so Teeler needs another one.
I guess put Doom back.
I'm seeing if Doom is back up.
You said it's on Tubi.
It's what that's what Letterboxd says. But
oh,
then,
we don't trust Letterboxd.
I don't trust IMDb, so I'm going to do...
Hang on. I'm going to...
If it's no goods, we need a good movie.
We need a good movie. We do.
So put The Spirit on there.
Ken owns that one.
I do.
That has one of my favorite Ken moments in a movie. God, just broken.
What?
We'll talk about it if we ever land on it.
Okay.
If we ever land on it.
Doom does not appear to be on Tubi.
Bah!
Oh, that's sad. Sad day. Sad, right, sad
put the spirit
day.
On. No eggs on my face.
No, not a glaw.
There'll be no eggs on my face.
Okay. Spin that wheel!
That was pretty good, everybody.
I should try to do like a barbershop quartet, but minus one.
Spin, spin, spin.
The Marsh King's daughter.
I win.
Wee.
I win.
It's me, Elijah. I win.
Oh. And I'm going to win.
Hi, Elijah. I always win.
Mamma mia.
I always win.
Ho-ho.
Although, for some reason, Tyler had to put three movies on the fucking wheel.
Don't know how the hell that happened.
Well, that's...
But I only remember watching... Only taking two away.
Oh, no. Don't know where it went.
Did we not replace RoboCop? Is that what happened?
Maybe not.
Okie dokie.
Let's just go with that.
The wheel is flawed.
But I still want a movie.
So, Elijah, what's your replacement movie?
I defied the odds.
Replacement movie.
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
We are
no your next shelf up.
The Pacifier.
Son of the Mask.
Next shelf up.
In the Name of the King 2.
No, not that shelf. The next one up.
But that was the next one up. I'll Be Home for Christmas is right there. Next
Rain
shelf
man.
Up.
Next shelf. The next whole shelf. Go.
This is the.
Next whole shelf.
No, I'm not playing this game
a good person.
Not playing this game no more. You
okay,
tell me
a good person. Tyler figured it out. A good person.
A good person?
Nah.
I just need shit a fucking look at that.
He looked at the right shelf, though.
Kill room. Survivor.
All of those are movies up there. Except that side, I own them digitally, and that side, I don't.
I can't read anymore.
I'm blind.
They're all too tiny.
Words are
sweet water.
What happened to those, like, weird, bad, or looked bad movies that we were gonna... It was like Willy's Wonderland, Willy's Wonder World, and...
Oh, The Jackie Chan Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Yeah, what happened to those?
I watched them.
Okay.
I watched a Jackie Chan John Cena movie that's on Netflix, by the way.
I really, for and deep it's pretty down, fun. Was hoping you were going to say John Wayne. And I was like, man, what
has AI done now?
What has AI done?
Now, Jackie... You're in the old West now, pilgrim. We don't take kindly to your types around here. Ow, you kicked me in the face. Yeah. Anybody else got anything else? For you got a sandwich?
I gotta have a sandwich I'm gonna eat some point.
That's good.
Probably tomorrow.
You're welcome.
I'm on a dieting thing.
You are?
Yeah. I have a calorie tracker. Oh. If I'm good at it, I'll lose 30 pounds by Christmas. Here's the problem.
You're not good at it.
I've got a birthday. I've got 4th of July. I got Memorial Day.
You got the beach.
I got the beach. I got Thanksgiving.
I got Christmas.
Halloween's in there with all the candy.
Gotta eat all the candy. I got all the candy.
Things aren't going well.
And a sweet ass. Well, everybody, see y'all next week. As we send us some emails to thepostermanpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on the what?
I already forgot what movie we're watching.
The Marsh King's Daughter. Okay. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you so you don't watch it again.
No, no, no. I have time. I'm off Tuesday.
Sure you'll watch
it. I mean Wednesday.
So, sure you'll watch it. I trust you.
I'm going to watch it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to watch it.
You didn't watch your own damn movie.
I legitimately did not have time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they all say.
I'm going
to
watch it.
I told you to get out of the goon cave.
It's on Hulu.
Who knew?
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby crying hard as babe could cry.
I think Ken just killed us.
What could I do? My baby's love had gone.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.